Amalia Mondragon is a local singer-songwriter who is currently working on her solo project that will be released on Friday the 21st. Her debut solo single features a collaboration with Ella Band, who once backed Mexican pop singer Natalia Lafourcade. She's been busy preparing, even recording a music video a few weeks ago. Here to tell us about her adventures is Amalia Mondragon. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello, how are you?
Good. I don't think I'm as good as you because you've had quite some adventures here.
Yeah, just been just always really active, so I'm trying to keep things moving.
So you've traditionally been in a group. As long as I've seen you, you've been in a group, you know, either Frontera or whatever. But now you're going solo. So What is it about this moment in life that it's time for you to do it by yourself? Or on your own, I should say.
Well, I think being in bands is always fun because you just show up, you know. You show up, you bring your stuff, and someone else is always in charge, you know.
Right.
And it's really fun because you don't really have to worry about the shenanigans. But then you end up realizing that there's just as much shenanigans being in someone else's band as there is to just run your own.
Right. Might as well take care of your own drama.
Right. Yeah. So I think I'm ready to there, because, I mean, there's a difference between taking a song that's yours to a different group and then accepting all the changes that are made to it.
Is that hard?
It's not hard, but it's just a different state of mind you have to be in.
Right, because I'm sure you come in with a vision. You're like, Okay, this is how I want the song, and then
it doesn't really end up sounding anything like what you really want, you know? So it's a little hard, but it's really, I mean, you kind of go in there knowing it's going to change. So you don't take your best songs because you're like, my best songs are for
me.
I'm
going to keep them right here.
I'm gonna work on that one later. So I have like a little bank of stuff that I have that I want to work on and stuff that I'm working on currently. And that's going to be more like what I want. But it'll be, I think, because I guess like when you're in a band, you're always compromising so much that you kind of forget what you really like. Right. I don't know. I feel like that at the moment. So right now I'm kind of in a place musically where I'm trying to figure out what I like now versus what I liked in the past.
And that also kind of opens you up to this kind of vulnerability because then, I mean, do you ever second guess yourself? Or do you have a...
Yeah. Like my whole entire life was a second guess.
Because this is you, right? So that's got to be scary, too. I mean, there's something to be said for having a band and this is us, right?
Right.
But this is straight up you.
Yeah.
Do you think about that, or did I just freak you out?
No, I do think about that a lot. I'm like, oh, man, like, because, you know, everything you bring out, it's like, because, you know, in music or in art, you already know that you're going to be exposing yourself to a very vulnerable situation where people basically give things that you do 3 seconds before they decide if they like it or not.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. And so, you know, like every song, it just takes so long to develop, like just from even like the idea, the melody, like the instrumentation, the recording, like the money it takes, the stress, like and the visualization, like the imagination of what you want and who you want playing and interpreting what you want. I mean, it just takes years. Like, it takes years to write one song.
For somebody to be like, I don't know.
Which is cool. Like, that's what it's about. But it is scary because now it's like, I'm responsible for everything.
Right.
I mean, there's musicians in there, of course, and I like to give them freedom, but so in the end, like, it's your name on that.
Well, let's talk about that because your single that you're going to release, which is top secret, we cannot divulge
secret.
Other than that, is a collaboration with Ella Band. So tell us about that. How did you hook up with them?
I was working with Chamanas, and I did this collaboration with this group called Ella Band, who, it's really funny how they used to be called Japonica, and they lost their vocalist. And they lost their vocalist like two weeks before. But it had been like a whole year process that they'd been losing this vocalist. So one day they asked me if I could sing a song for them. And actually, like, that's not the song that's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
That one is kind of scary for me because it's like straight up pop. Like pop, pop.
Did you know? Because you generally, it's traditionally kind of stuff. And then, I mean, you started to kind of go a little bit more pop it.
But that stuff is like straight up pop.
Really?
Like that's going to come out later. I mean, and it's honestly, I feel like I feel like music is really cool. Like, there's like different genres express different things.
Right.
To me, it's like different languages. And the more genres you know, the more ways you can express things, in my opinion. So, I mean, no me gusta hacerle el fuchi a las cosas. Like, oh, I don't do pop or, oh, I don't do that. Like,
right.
It's like, to me, it's like, yeah, man, I do pop too. And yeah, I do ranchera. And yeah,
yeah,
I do.
Bring it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, because it's like, it has a whole, it has a history. It has like a background to it. It's got an expression, an emotion, like a whole attitude. So it's really cool. It's like placing yourself in a different role and then assuming the responsibility and then doing it as honest as possible. So it was cool. I did that. I did two songs with them. And then they were kind of like looking for vocalists, but they weren't really sure who, right? So we just stayed in touch. And then later they're like, hey, we have a third song, but it's like it's a cover. So what we're going to release is a cover, but it's like a very old song.
Okay. So we have that much. We know
yes,
that much.
Yes. So, and I felt really comfortable with that one, a lot more comfortable with that one because I grew up with real old school Mexicano music, like mm-hmm. the golden era. So to me, it was like, oh, this is, I can make some damage on this, you know? So we did, it came out really nice. And so they decided, hey, what if we release this? Are you cool with that? I'm like, yeah, man.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of like a mutual collaboration. I mean, they're them and I am me, right?
Yeah.
And so most of the people in this band, in Ella, they used to be La Forquetina, the musicians for Natalia Lafourcade when she first came out, like, that she was doing, like, her solo project with a band. No? And so they have a lot of, like, experience and a really extensive background in what they do. So it's really cool. It was really cool to meet them. I got to make a music video. And it's supposed to be a very touching song. Like, it's a very emotive song.
So what was that like for you being, okay, you're going to record this song, and then it turns into, okay, let's do a video, and then it turns into, let's release this thing.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I'm down. It's really cool because I really like putting my stuff and then watching other people put their stuff and then see what happens.
Yeah.
It just changes things because it's not just you, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I want to go back just a little bit because you had mentioned, you know, you don't discriminate when it comes to genres. But that, I think a lot of that has to do with you being kind of a multifaceted type of artist. I mean, you can do all the genres. Is that?
Well, I try to do them. I just like to explore them. Like, I don't know. I think at a very young age, I had the privilege to have a very interesting parents who, like, I don't know why or where or exactly. I need to ask where my parents got so much of their music. We just always had really a very colorful assortment of genres. And my dad just always liked a lot of stuff. I mean, like, I grew up going to, like, powwows and listening to, like, Native American music, classical music, rancheras, corridos, the golden era, oldies, Willie Nelson, country, blues, like, I mean, Japanese music, Korean, like, Arabic. I mean, de todo, you know?
Yeah.
So it kind of got in my ear. And when I joined band, well, I mean, there's, like, more exposure to, like, different types of music.
Right, because all of a sudden you have five people or however many, and they all bring their own vibe and their own
right.
music, and it kind of keeps going.
And then you also, I don't know, I personally think that every instrument has a personality. So, like,
mm-hmm.
like whenever you start playing a certain instrument, it's like you kind of start becoming that, like that type
of
personality.
But you start becoming that type of person. I don't think everybody does that. How does that happen to you?
I just feel that it's just genres have things to say. Like,
yeah.
And I just like going there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I like respecting what it has to say, and I understand it, and then I just go in there, and then I play with that.
With that space, I guess, or with whatever that is that's coming out of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the way it vibes. I don't know, but yeah.
So, Amalia, tell us what's coming up. I mean, we have the release. How can we hear your single? How is it going to be released, or how can we find it on Friday?
I'm sure it's going to be, like, on Spotify.
Okay.
And then we're going to release it, like, on our social social media platforms.
Okay.
And then sometime next month, we'll be releasing the video.
Very cool. And then do you have other solo work in the works?
Yes, absolutely. Right now I'm working on my stuff. I'm really excited and scared because I don't know. It's like, I think my biggest problem is I don't know where to start.
Right. So much. Too like, much.
¿Qué hago? ¿Para dónde voy? Yeah. So, I mean, I'm writing and it's, I think as long as I have fun, that's the point. No.
Right. Why do it? No. Yeah. And that's important because as somebody that takes in the music, if that vibe that whoever's singing it or performing, if they're having fun up there, that's going to translate to your audience.
Yeah, it has to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So far, so good. I appreciate your honesty with us.
Oh, thank you.
Today, my guest has been Amalia Mondragon, who will be releasing a single, her first solo debut, on Friday, April 21st. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you very much, Marina.